So let's have a meditation. Close your eyes. And all this talk about karma, planets, ancestors, the meaning of life from birth to death, and so on, the recycling of it, of a soul. Maybe there is an afterlife, maybe there isn't. Doesn't matter. Maybe we'll live today, maybe we won't tomorrow. Maybe we'll live today and tomorrow and thereafter we'll be miserable. Maybe we'll live today, tomorrow and thereafter we'll be ecstatic. But how are we going to navigate every day in this world, starting from this moment and thereafter? Is when we close our eyes, we'll get an image, or we'll get a sensation, or we'll get some understanding of what is in us that wants to be looked at, that wants to get some perspective, get some insight. That's why we're going, we're seeing inside. We have sight inward, inside of us. So what is the insight, the in-seeing? You just can scan from your brain, so the top of your brain, and then scan your eyes. You know, you come down and you scan the bits of parts of your brain, front, the side, the back, the middle of your brain, and then you get down to your eyes. The eyes are attached to the brain. They're extensions of the brain, actually. And then the eyeballs just kind of covered up. Then you get to the nostrils. You might feel the breathing going in and out. You might not even feel breath, but just because you're there, you're noticing it. Move on. Go into the ears. Maybe you have some headache pain. Just don't strain too much. Just allow the scan to take place. And if you say to yourself, oh, I'm done scanning, scan deeper. There's something there that you may not find in the closet, but you have to go a little deeper. And then you say, oh, there it is. Sneaky little thing. And it could be a good thing. Ah, found my golden ring. Fabulous. Then you just go into the mouth. Really scan your mouth, because that is used a lot. You say things or have said things. Maybe true, but have hurt you or hurt someone else. And you can't let go of it. It's already done. So how to be neutral? Just scan it. Sickness resides in the throat. It gets activated. In fact, I think our mouth is the most filthy, bacterial-ridden part of our body, they say, scientifically. So it makes sense that the karma gets stored in the throat because it's on the way down to the rest of the body. Whatever we take in through what other people say, we respond back, our mouth moves or doesn't, traps it. So there's a lot of karma, good or bad, stored in the mouth and in the throat. And just look at it. What happens? How are you feeling? Then as you move your awareness into your throat, in your neck, like down your throat, in your neck, what's the tension like there? Are you stiff-necked? You have no flexibility to see other points of view. That's why the neck is stiff. Could be because you slept on a funny pillow or something, or you're sitting at your computer all day. And your posture isn't great, but there's something else that's manifesting behind to make you to do that thing that will give you the clue that you are inflexible in your life somewhere. You're rigid. I'm just saying. Then move down into your chest. How are you breathing? When you hear the word relax, do you just get your shoulders go up? I am relaxed. Or I don't know how to relax. Or I just feel pain in my heart, so I want to leave. I want to go somewhere else and scan. Go to your heart. All masters say, once we fall from the head to the heart, we are truly in love with the divine, because then the connection is forever there. Whatever we perceive from the mental, we'll bring it in our heart. There will be a disturbance in the heart if it's not in alignment with your highest self, your divine self. Does it mean it's right or wrong? No, there's just a disturbance, so we need to clear it. Do I say something? Don't I say something? If it's going to hurt someone, don't say it. If you're thinking something, don't think it. Leave it. Let the divine, you just did the scan. You say, divine, you see this here. Not getting a good feeling about it. Please clear it out. Move down into your guts. What is your gut feeling? What is your gut saying? I'm hungry, tired, I'm fat, I'm skinny, I'm perfect, I make myself sick, I make others sick. That's your gut. It's not you. It's your gut saying that. Or there's nothing there. I don't even feel that area. Wow. You need to. This is how you experience life. You have a holistic approach to life. Maybe there'll be a memory. Ugh. Or fabulous. Want to do that. Want to get that feeling back again. In my life. It's been dead to it. Something's been blocking it. As you've been scanning down from your head to this point, you have also scanned down your arms and your back. There's pain there, then you have to say, what is behind the pain, really, besides the injury or the postural thing? There's something else going on. Now feel your body as you've come down into the gut to this point. You should be heating up. Or there's some sensation tingling, you know, like this is my truth being revealed. Yikes. Good thing no one's around. It's just me. Then go into the pelvis. Oh my God, this is survival. This is where we know if we're out of balance. We're too greedy about a certain point in our life that's not manifesting. And we haven't looked at really deeply why it's there. So we haven't quite learned that lesson. So we have to really go inside. What is this then? Oh, might be from a past life. Oh, I see. Okay. I understand. I'll be neutral. I don't have to be in anxiety. I don't have to feel like I'm surviving this terrible situation, this very uncomfortable situation. It's just payback. It will soon pass. As soon as when? As soon as I learn the lesson. Where I don't react it out. I don't react to it. Then go down the legs. And into the feet and the toes, and you feel where the pain is in the body sensation. Or there's just a feeling or perception of being stuck. All right, so all that's gone on. The scan has gone on. Now we'll do the meditation. Move into the tailbone area. And we're going to call on an archetype, Ganesha, to open the door to our highest self, which is an energy that is all-powerful, all-knowing, and ever-present, not only in this earth plane, on the whole universe. So we have access to one fraction of a second is all it takes to switch this on, this activation, to a whole new level. You can move Kundalini energy every day. But today is a new day, and there's new karmas and new everything, ancestors. Your spiritual path is opening up. So we're asking Ganesha to reveal to us this new movement of spirit within, the Kundalini energy, the life force, the goddess, the god, divine connection to our highest selves is there, dormant, waiting for us to open, explode it into our being, to wash away everything that has happened till this point. Now feel it expanding as a light of reddish, orangish color. Maybe even yellow is in there. You can see if it reveals some geometric form. It's usually related to a square and a triangle. If you see those two shapes, fine. If you see a yantra, and you know you have one, is a Ganesha, and that appears fabulous. You can even see an elephant-headed being with a pot belly, and he rides a mouse as his vehicle. That might appear, but all the while you're in your pelvic area, and something is getting stirred up with this light or these images within you. Feel it. You might even start to have felt some energy shooting up the spine, piercing all the chakras on the way up and exploding in the brain. That's fine too. Ganesha can appear in the middle of your brain in the thalamic region. Or that energy can be there, that sensation, that opening. Feel it. So we'll add some mantra, meaning the protection of your mind. Your mind is not a part of you. It's a part of a collective consciousness within and outside of you, behind the scenes, in other universes. It's an energy that can protect your path. And it is associated with Ganesha. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. You can chant along if that's comfortable. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. When you say these sounds slowly, feel the resignation with the light getting activated and coming more and more alive. The energy comes alive. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel your body from head to toe. Now we'll open up all the chakras. Go deep into each chakra, starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center, in the middle of your chest. Move up to your throat. Ma. Move up to the middle of your brain, the third eye. Move back down to the base of the spine. Nam. move into the navel. Ma. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Chi. Move into the throat and the mouth. Wa. Move into the two eyes and the right and left brain. Ya. Now all the chakras are lit up. You're activated from head to toe with Ganesha consciousness, with Shiva consciousness. Now move in to the throat area. Visualize a laser beam of blue light entering the throat from out in front of you. Dr. Pillai appears and he's sending that laser beam of blue light from his third eye into your throat. He's beaming the consciousness to dissolve away all the bad karma in the throat that is affecting your finances, your health, your family, your relationships, your job, your career, your spiritual path, whatever it is. Receive the light. From Dr. Pillai's third eye into your throat. Tirani lakantam. 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 The blue light expands to fill your head and the rest of your body. Tirani lakantam. 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 Your destiny has changed. Be alert. Now, from head to toe, you are a blue light being. You are immersed in blue light. Waves and waves and waves and beams of blue light. We'll call on the being, the archetype, Vishnu, to bring you money consciousness, to bless your ancestors, to give you peace and enjoy everything on the earth plane, to protect you and your projects. From head to toe, you are blue light. Om Namo Narayanaya. 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 Make a prayer. Whatever ancestors, knowingly or unknowingly, who need your divine attention, your highest expression of yourself is attending to them. Make a prayer that they receive the sounds of Vishnu, so that he can give them a better life in the beyond. Om Namo Narayanaya. 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 Om Receive Om in your brain. Om. Imagine the sound swirling around like a ball of light in your brain. Now imagine the light swirling around down into the rest of your body. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Feel your body from head to toe. Feel it. Peace, peace, peace. Just let go of the meditation, and then you can slowly, slowly come back. You can keep your eyes closed.